Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Offering employees the option of a 4-day work week won't affect company profits, economic conditions, or the lives of employees in the ways the reading suggests. First, offering a 4-day work week will probably force companies to spend more, possibly a lot more. Adding new workers means putting much more money into providing training and medical benefits. Remember, the costs of things like health benefits can be the same whether an employee works 4 days or 5. And having more employees also requires more office space and more computers. These additional costs would quickly cut into company profits. Second, with respect to overall employment, it doesn't follow that once some employees choose a 4-day work week, many more jobs will become available. Hiring new workers is costly, as I argued a moment ago. And companies have other options. They might just choose to ask their employees to work overtime to make up the difference. Worse, companies might raise expectations. They might start to expect that their 4-day employees can do the same amount of work they used to do in 5 days. If this happens, then no additional jobs will be created, and current jobs will become more unpleasant. Finally, while a 4-day work week offers employees more free time to invest in their personal lives, it also presents some risks that could end up reducing their quality of life. Working a shorter week can decrease employees' job stability and harm their chances for advancing their careers. 4-day employees are likely to be the first to lose their jobs during an economic downturn. They may also be passed over for promotions because companies might prefer to have 5-day employees in management positions to ensure continuous coverage and consistent supervision for the entire work week.
Summarize the points made in the lecture, being sure to explain how they cast doubt on specific points made in the reading passage.